Barry Levinson, there's one movie of yours that stands out for me for a lot of reasons, and it's particularly relevant, I think, today, and it seems to get more relevant as this Bush administration goes on, and that's Wag the Dog. How did you get in touch with Mamet, or did he approach you?
No, there was a book that was written, and I didn't really care for the book that much, but Dustin and De Niro were talking about it, and we had a meeting one day, and we got into this conversation, and I said, well, you know, it's interesting how easy it is to deceive. You know, if you take a green screen, you could almost make something, you know, that isn't look real. And we talked a little bit, and then ultimately I spoke with, you know, David Mamet about it, and that led to what became, you know, Wag the Dog. How you can use deception and how you can change the headline and all of that. And that's what we basically did, which was relevant and has been, and you see it all the time now. You see how, you know, those in control can create a story that we can buy, and then that story starts to fall apart. Then you got to invent another story, and you keep moving the story around as you go down, and they pursue what they want to pursue. So how devious can it be? Very.
It sometimes seems, maybe this is just me, but it sometimes seems that if Wag the Dog is a satire, then it shouldn't be taken as a blueprint.
Well, but we're living in this time that is almost, we're living in an absurdist period. And we're living in an age of satire on its own right. That's why sometimes it's so hard to do, because, I mean, what we're seeing is so absurd that if you were to say, let me take what's going on today, and I wrote it or would write it on a paper, you say, well, this is too idiotic. This doesn't track. You can't write a screenplay like this. It doesn't make enough sense. And that's what we see happening all the time now.
When you're working on a project and you realize there's a certain political tilt to it, a film like Wag the Dog or a film like Liberty Heights, does that ever stop you? Does it slow you down? Does anybody really care about it? Does anybody look at it?
Well, I mean, I try to do the movies that I care about and I'm interested in. You know, will they do as well as other kinds of movies? No. I mean, Wag the Dog can never make as much money as some of these, you know, so-called blockbuster kind of, they can't. It's almost impossible. Actually, the more substance there is in a movie, the less money it can make. You know, it's almost sort of some kind of equation, you know, to that. However, I am maybe some kind of idealist. I just am driven by my interest in certain subjects. And you say, I'm going to try and do that. I don't want to be irresponsible to those who put up the money, but this is what I want to try to pursue, and you try to make it work, and you try to find ways to engage and entertain the audience. And so my career has sort of been based on that, more or less. So even though certain works I do will be more commercial, that's part of my, you know, interest as well. I am, as a moviegoer, I'm all over the place in terms of films. I like a lot of different films.
You also worked on one of the finest television series ever to come out of Hollywood, Homicide. That was based on a rather extraordinary book. Mm-hmm. Did you just read the book and say, hey, I want to do this? How did that
David happen? Simon's book, Homicide, came to me as an idea for a feature. And I thought it was better served as a television show that you can show, you know, on a week-to-week basis, you know, that world. And fortunately, we were able to, you know, get it on the network, and we kind of survived year after year. So in the end, we ended up doing 7 years of it. So we were able to kind of, you know, work in that area and that style, and all those things were very, you know, alien to the studio, but they did, you know, the network, I should say, but they stayed with it.
How do you deal with the kind of criticism people get? I mean, I read David Thompson's Biographical Dictionary of Film and found it surprisingly harsh.
Part of by being eclectic that you open yourself up for a lot of criticism to begin with. And therefore, there are some people that will be that won't like what you do, or you anger them because of that. Why, I don't know. Somehow to be more adventurous, you think, might, you know, be acceptable. But in many cases, it's not. And it's as if you've sort of betrayed their taste, in a sense. And I mean, I just give you a few, you know, examples. When I did Wag the Dog, which got very, very good reviews, but the Washington Post critic, you know, Stephen Hunter, was so vicious of a negative review that you'd almost say, how's that possible? How could it be that devastatingly an angry review? I mean, he said that I was politically naive, didn't understand, you know, politics, etc. Wag the Dog is a stupid title. You know, I mean, it was beyond bad. Why? I don't know. But something got to him, you know, that troubled him in ways that seem almost irrational. Look, the very first reviews for Avalon were basically negative. There was a review in Variety that said the movie has no reason to exist. And you thought, well, I don't know, maybe it's not going to be the greatest movie in the world, but not to exist? And you say, what happened there? What kicked that off that they could be that angry? End of the day, you know, people are going to write, they're going to do, you know, and say and like or dislike or whatever. But but for me, what is it that motivates me? What is it that I'm interested in or excites me? That's what I have to sort of pursue, because I can't really try to curry favor. I can't try to do anything other than that, and I'm going to be in a lot of different places. So I got an everlasting piece. It's a piece in Northern Ireland that we did for $9 million with an all-Irish cast and crew, you know, or I can be over here and do something, you know, that someone says is more commercial, like The Natural, and say, well, you can't do this and do that, and therefore you're going to offend certain, you know, critical minds because of it.
You've been listening to an interview with Barry Levinson. Envy, his next film, a comedy, comes out in the spring of 2004.